Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's being called possibly the most extensive lineup of premium true crime content ever on television. Investigation Discovery's ID presents 9 at 9. 9 back-to-back nights of riveting specials, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, now through June 2nd. At the helm of 6 of the headline-making stories is Diane Diamond, award-winning investigative journalist, best-selling author. Her book, Be Careful Who You Love, Inside the Michael Jackson Case, considered to be the definitive work on Jackson's legal troubles, now with new chapters, audiobook also available. A syndicated columnist, TV commentator, in-demand public speaker, voiceover artist, director, and a really good gardener. Known as a fearless investigative reporter and high-quality storyteller, part of ID Presents 9 at 9, Diane Diamond back with us on This Week in America. Hi, Diane. Welcome back to the program.
Oh, thanks, Rick. Boy, I need you to be my agent. That was a great intro.
Thank and I was you. Just touching the surface of those here, and you're continuing out there and giving us such great information. Among the 6 specials you highlight, this one on May 31st, the much-anticipated 3-part expose, Who Killed Jeffrey Epstein? A name we all know, a name with so many angles, so many layers. What will we see in your 3-parter?
Well, you'll see how he came up from very modest means in a suburb of New York City to become, frankly, an American success story. He became a billionaire by his own accounting. Now, we all know that there was some very dark, ugly stuff underneath all that money, all those high-powered friends he had, from presidents and princes to high-tech and academia luminaries. Who helped him, frankly, keep his secret that he was a closeted pedophile.
You know, what's amazing is, they say, friends in high places. This guy had what maybe some of the world's most elite political figures and celebrities. How did he put this this cabal together, this grouping of people? I mean, he had so many bold names involved, it's hard to believe.
Yeah. And he started early. I'll tell you, he was really brilliant. Jeffrey Epstein was a brilliant mind, and without even a college education, he got a job at a very exclusive prep school in New York City called the Dalton School. And there he taught the rich and famous children of the rich and famous. And he got to know them. And he buddied up to the parents, who then introduced him to more high-powered, high-society people in New York. He got into the finance business. He always had a head for math, as you'll see on this special. And he parlayed it. This guy was the perfect networker, and every famous person he met introduced him to more famous and wealthy people.
We're talking with Diane Diamond. We're talking about Investigation Discovery's ID Presents 9 at 9, 9 consecutive nights, 9 Eastern, 8 Central on Investigation Discovery. Her 3-parter she's doing on Jeffrey Epstein. You focus a lot on the questions surrounding his prison suicide, and I'll put suicide in quotes there. The title is Who Killed Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah.
Talk about some of the questions. I think most people, when they first heard it the morning of August 19th, sort of thought along the lines of how convenient. This really seemed too shocking to believe. What are some of the questions you look into?
Well, there really are, we lay out 3 possibilities: that he did indeed commit suicide, or someone snuck into his cell, with help, of course, from guards or other prison officials, and killed him and staged it to look like a suicide, or that he committed suicide with the help of people in that prison. Jeffrey Epstein had a lot of money, and if he spread it around, he usually got what he wanted. We take you inside that cell, Rick, and unbelievably, there were extra sets of sheets that no prisoner who was on suicide watch, as he was, should have had extra sheets that you can rip up and make into a noose. There was not one but 2 sleep apnea machines with long extension cords. Also, never should be allowed in a cell with someone who has already attempted suicide.
Yes.
And there was no cellmate. Anyone on suicide watch in that prison was supposed to have a cellmate. And as we revealed to you, his cellmate was taken out of the cell earlier the day before he was found. It was such a unique set of circumstances, Rick, that, now get this, the guards fell asleep or were surfing the internet and didn't check him every 30 minutes as they were supposed to. the cameras out in the hallway, which would have shown the traffic going in and out of cell number 123, didn't work, coincidentally, and his cellmate had suddenly and mysteriously been moved, leaving him alone. Now, this is the night that he decides to commit suicide? Did he pass some money around and make sure all those things happened that night? Or did someone on the outside with just as much money as he pass around some money to make sure all that happened?
I got about 30 seconds left here. I understand we're going to find out about literally troves of blackmail information there. Was there a fear that he was going to talk?
Oh, yes, I think so. His plane, the Lolita Express, that he used to ferry the rich and famous around, was wired for sound and video. So were all of his homes. He bragged about that to people, and you'll hear from them on this special, including one woman who first reported him to police, Maria Farmer, in 1995. If the police had followed up, he could have been stopped then.
That's absolutely incredible. You have my attention. I'll be watching on May 31st. It's the three-part expose hosted by Diane Diamond, a part of Investigation Discovery's ID Presents 9 at 9. Back-to-back nights of riveting specials now through June 2nd. Diane, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. We'll be watching.
Thank you, and stay safe.
You too. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.